I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy weekend, radio family, and welcome. It is that time. Community focus. Let's get it underway, and thanks to the great company every weekend here at our Odyssey stations. Another wonderful conversation to get underway, and two of my favorite members of our community focus family. So everything that you need to know as it officially returns, we can really say the word annual now. The Black is Beautiful Bridal Show. So I have my sisters in the house, Tamora Jeffries and Shanice Wilson-Glenn. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hey, it is so good to have you back. So for those who are familiar with this, now we just did this back in February.
Right.
Which was absolutely just amazingly fantastic.
Thank you. Now
we have an August edition that is coming up. How exciting is that to be able to do not one but two bridal shows?
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, we've been working towards since the beginning. We always knew we want to do more than one.
Right.
And we always had great vision for the bridal show. And so just to see this happening more than once a year is just leading to that way of what we see the show can be.
Yeah.
And so we're super excited about it.
Excellent. Shanice, I'm glad you mentioned that. That was excellent timing because I would like for you to start us off. Take us back to the very first day or how the idea came to you that this is going to be the amazing Black is Beautiful bridal show that it is now.
Well, I mean, first, let me give credit to God because he gives vision. But my husband and I are caterers, and we were contacted about doing a show, a popular bridal show in the area. But it just, with us being new business owners, we were priced out. It was something we really couldn't do. We couldn't afford, and we were really bummed about that. But
right.
I just started looking around at the shows I had been to and the shows that we had been asked to be a part of, and I didn't see representation. And so I wanted to try to put something together that would be representative of Black businesses in the wedding industry, right. But that's not my forte. So
until you met somebody whose forte it is.
So I had to reach out to get some help. So there's a lesson in that, too. Don't be afraid to get help, and don't be afraid to collaborate, because you never know what greatness can be born. But that's really where it was birthed out of, just necessity, honestly.
Yeah. Now, how did the two of you initially meet, Tamora?
Yeah, absolutely. So Shanice slid into my DMs, you know, loved it.
Yeah.
And so we had a Zoom meeting, and she shared the idea with me and what her vision was. And
right.
I thought it was perfect because I also remember when I was getting married, I was attending all the bridal shows, and I didn't really see too many Black businesses out there either. And then with me having the host of businesses within my directory, I just thought it was a perfect alignment.
Absolutely. And now that you mention that, I find it very unique that there wasn't anything like this prior.
For sure.
To the two of you coming together with this amazing idea to have this creation. And I like, because first of all, I want to say I am on the BlackIsBeautifulBridalShow.com website.
Yes.
And I love what the mission is. It's to create an inviting space. Let me get my lips and my tongue together here. Rewind. It's an opportunity to create an inviting space where brides and grooms can shop with some of North Carolina's top wedding and hospitality professionals.
Yes.
you have lived up to that vision from day one. Now let's fast forward to where we are in August of 2024. Another exciting show for you ladies. Yeah,
we're super excited about it. Each show, we try to add something different.
Exactly.
Right? We usually have some golden eggs in there, some things you don't expect. And so this month show will be just the same. We have some vendors coming from out of state, which we're super excited about. So that just speaks to the expansion of the show. We're excited about it.
Absolutely. And the great thing about it is, and from a personal perspective of being a part of this with you ladies, and I thank you for that, for inviting me from day one. I love to see how people, and the amazing way they see firsthand the interactive wedding planning event. That especially, and not necessarily for those who are planning to get married, but it's just a wonderful way to just see positivity amongst us as people of color. Of course, this event is open to any and everybody, but it specifically focuses on the successes of Black-owned businesses and entrepreneurs.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's H-Y-D-R. ROW.com. Code FIT.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Entrepreneurs and business owners.
Absolutely. Well, August being National Black Business Month, it was important that we had the show during this time.
Exactly.
And so we like to say at the bridal show, you celebrate Black love, Black excellence, and Black businesses. And so we encourage people, even if you're not getting married, to come out, because a lot of these vendors you can book for future events.
Exactly.
Your baby shower, your engagement.
Right.
You know, so many things. So even if you're not getting married, this is an event for you.
Absolutely. You touched on a key word. You said the word engagement. Now, for those who are listening, and if you attended back in February, that was one of the highlights of the event, is that we had a beautiful couple who were able to be engaged in front of a whole room of people. I think I would have been nervous as all get out. But it just went so smoothly. It was just so beautiful to watch.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How's the couple doing?
It's actually my sister. And my future brother-in-law. They're doing really good. They're planning for May of next year.
Oh,
so nice.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Even though I, help with the bridal show, I'm not privy to certain things. But
understandable.
I'm excited for them, and I can't wait to be a part of their union.
Absolutely. Let me ask you one more question, ladies, before we go to break. What do you find is the biggest planning concern, do you think, for a couple who is preparing for the big day and how important it is for an event such as this?
I think starting with the budget, starting there, because we all have big hopes and dreams and what that day looks like. But sometimes you have to be brought back to reality. Write a budget. Start there. I think that's always the first go-to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have to agree. Budget is definitely first. And then I would say probably planning. I personally would reach out to a coordinator to help me plan the wedding. Mm-hmm. There's just so much to forget.
That's a good point.
I would start with a coordinator to help me even facilitate planning a wedding.
For sure.
And that's the beautiful thing about having the type of vendors that you have, because questions can get answers. Mm-hmm. You've got the Q&A portion of it, if you will, that as people attend and they're like, okay, what is it that I need to do? What am I leaving out? You've got professionals that can kind of fill in the blanks for you, if you will.
Yeah.
And what we have what we call an event passport. Each vendor is labeled and you can find the category. So if you're like, let me check out the caterers, let me check out the planners.
Yeah.
And so we make it easy to make sure you hit each point that's involved in your wedding, even after the wedding, because we have realtors, we have financial advisors.
Exactly.
So
we
try to cover a lot of bases.
Tamora and Shanice, let's focus a little bit before we go to break on the actual theme. You always have such an amazing theme. Do we have one for August?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Can you share? We're going to keep it a surprise.
We'll share a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just give us a tease.
I mean, it's a summer theme. It's bright colors. It's that summer feel, wanting to come in and feel like, you know, the end of the summer celebration.
Right. Yes.
I'm super excited about the visuals because the colors that we're going with are beautiful. And I'm excited to walk in and see everybody, like, coming together and putting it together. It's going to be pretty.
Wonderful. Now, I'm smiling, ladies. And, of course, radio fam, you can't see me, but I'm grinning from ear to ear because when I think back to the beautiful colors just from February and the beautiful winter theme that you had, I can only imagine. I like summer. Well, really, spring and fall are my two favorites, but summer is a close second, third. Winter, it just depends on what the weather's going to. And that's probably why it comes in fourth place.
Right.
But I'm with you. I'm a visual person. I love colors. I love brightness. So I can only just try to envision what this summer theme is going to look like come August.
We're excited.
Yeah. Well, let's give at least a date and a location to get everybody prepared.
For sure. So the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show takes place on Sunday, August 25th from 2 to 7 at the Loft at Condon Yards in High Point.
That is a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Thank you.
Yeah. I recently went there for an occasion, and when I found out where it was going to be, I was like, I've been there before. I was there for the bridal show last year, but marvelous. And again, a share with our listeners in case for those who may not know, how did you come up with the idea to have it at such a beautiful location as that?
Yeah, so the first year of our show back in 2022, we had it out in Winston-Salem at the Enterprise Center, which is a Black-owned venue. And so we wanted to keep, you know, super Black. But we, within our first year, we noticed that we outgrew that space. And so we had to find a venue that would accommodate our guests and our vision. And so the Loft at Condon Yards is one of the top winning venues here in the Triad. And so it has three rooms, so we're able to really get creative with the event. And so we love
it. It's ideally located in downtown High Point, especially for people who live in the area and in that beautiful city. And of course, we know High Point is synonymous, of course, with the furniture market, and that really brings crowds. But let me tell you, radio family, for those of you who are newcomers and you're planning to come and you're a newbie, or even if you're coming back year after year, it just gets bigger and better. And it's like every year when it gets done, I'm like, what are these ladies going to do going into next year? Because I know you're always fast thinking. Yeah, you're always fast. But no. That's the beauty of you ladies, and a credit to your talent and the love for what you do. It's evident. It's obvious when you or someone gets to see the finished product. Because I can only imagine how much hard work, time, and especially dedication that you put into doing this year after year.
For sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's becoming natural, second nature to you, isn't it?
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're at that point where we're going to take a break. We've got a lot more to cover. I want to talk about an opportunity to meet the vendors, the caterers, the photographers, just getting any and everybody who's going to be a part of this special day ready and prepared. And both of you just look fabulous. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. And thank you, Radio Family, for your great company. Indeed. Part two, more of the weekend edition of Community Focus will return after this break. Good morning and happy weekend, Radio Family. It is that time. Welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Your great company every weekend, and that includes the company of members of our Community Focus family. These ladies are definitely regular. When I say family, they are family. It is the annual Black is Beautiful Bridal Show. It returns actually for the second year, or the second time, I should say, in 2024. And I want to welcome the creator and founders of this great event, Tamora Jeffries and Shanice Wilson-Glenn. Ladies, welcome back. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Good to be seen as well, and including being heard here on Community Focus. But how nice to know that we can actually attach the word annual to the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show. How has the feedback been? And going into what year, just to remind Radio Family, this is the fourth?
Year three, fourth show.
Great.
Yeah.
That is fabulous. And it just gets talked about year after year. And for the people, whether they're coming for the first time or coming as a return participant, what do you think has been the highlight? Have you heard feedback from individuals to say what they enjoyed the most or what they look forward to every time the show returns?
We definitely get a lot of feedback about the fashion shows.
Oh, yes, definitely.
People go crazy for the fashion shows,
which
is, you know, to be expected. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. But I think people just enjoy really the, like, whole atmosphere. And
absolutely.
The invitingness of it, mm-hmm. the ambiance. I really just feel like, you know, you can see the pictures, you can see the reels and the videos, but until you come and experience it, it's a good point. It just doesn't do justice
absolutely.
For what the show can give.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that, Shanice, because it's the networking mm-hmm. and an opportunity to just not only network with the vendors, but really to make connections with one another as a community.
Yep.
And I really think it's also a family affair mm-hmm. because I've seen literally that, families.
Yeah.
I've seen moms and dads bring their kids and to have them see firsthand what Black love or being together as a family is all about.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
I've seen the families too, and I always kind of stop in my tracks.
Right.
Oh, I just love it.
I do too.
You know?
I do too. And I'm glad too, Shanice, you mentioned, because I wanted to give a shout out to not only the vendors, the wonderful caterers that you have, the fabulous photographers, but a huge shout out to the models.
Oh, yeah.
Who just, they just do their thing
they
every year.
It.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. I can only imagine because you guys get to see what we really don't see, and that's the rehearsal mm-hmm. and the behind the scenes as they getting ready. I don't know how those sisters strut down the line or the row or the aisle or whatever you want to call it, but they look absolutely stunning.
They do
every year.
Yeah, yeah.
They just blow it out of the water.
They do. And I'm sure the process. Now, do you have you do have a model call?
Yes.
Just about each and every year. Give us a little details on that for somebody who may be interested if they didn't have an opportunity to meet the deadline to be a model. How can they go about doing it for future shows?
Absolutely. I would say definitely follow our Instagram page,
okay.
Black is Beautiful Bridal Show, because
yeah.
we typically post the model call dates there.
Great.
And so we'll probably have another one early next year to be a part of our next August show. look, Shanice is laughing because she wants to do two shows again next year, and I keep talking about one
That's
show.
Dream big, Mama, dream big. Absolutely.
But definitely stay in touch with us on our website and social mm-hmm. media because it's an opportunity. Our models, we have a variety of models.
Yes.
And so we love that. And so we welcome mm-hmm. anybody that's interested to come out for sure.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because you're right. It runs the gamut because I think traditionally or we have that false mentality mm-hmm. that models are a certain size.
Right.
Stick rail thin. And that's so not true. I have seen some of the most beautiful women, full figured, thick girls, thick sisters like myself who are out there just strutting down that runway.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because it just brings such a flair
and
a style. And I think it just shows such confidence and appreciation. I think it sets a great example for young women
mm-hmm.
as well, particularly young girls.
Yeah.
Because our society is so fixated with a certain look mm-hmm. that a person should have. And I think it's so welcoming that we get to see people of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, for sure. Representation is very important.
Absolutely.
Brides come in all shapes.
They do. You're very, very correct. Now, how have, speaking of Black-owned brands and wedding professionals, how have they benefited as far as when they tell you that they really enjoy being a part of an extraordinary event such as this?
Well, we've had vendors and brands say that they were casted or that they were hired, and that's really ultimately what it's about for us as far as our vendors are concerned.
Right.
We want them to come, and we want them to not only have a good time, but we want them to benefit from being a part of this experience. It is a paid experience, so we want you to come get your money's worth.
Exactly.
And so when we hear, we get feedback that, yeah, I was hired for that, or we hear a model say I was booked because of this, it just shoots the morale up even higher.
Absolutely.
And it makes us want to do two shows.
You're going to hear that again tomorrow before we come to the end of this great conversation. I know it. I know. But I love it. I love it. And the fact, too, because you ladies are just so amazingly talented at the interaction that many get to see on social media. Yeah. Because between Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, you ladies just, you just come out of the gate running.
Thank you. Let me just say,
I am just amazed at the two of you. How much love and, like I said earlier, talent and dedication you put into putting this together. And especially in getting the word out about the event.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In addition to, you know, just regular media like television and radio. How important has social media been able to add to that in terms of getting the word out about the bridal show?
For sure. Social media is a powerful marketing tool, right?
Yeah.
Organically. Reels, you know, videos get the highest reach. So we're constantly putting those out, showing people what the show looks like, giving spotlights to our vendors.
Right.
And so we're strategic about making sure each pillar in our show gets a recognition.
Absolutely.
Our models, our sponsors, our guests, you know. So social media, from Facebook to Instagram, like you said, we definitely make sure we stay top of mind. As business owners, it's important to be on social media.
Absolutely. Now, we were giving shout outs earlier to everyone who's involved with the show. I left out one group. Shame on me. I'm going to make sure I get it in now. I got to give a huge shout out to your glam squad.
Yes.
Those ladies are the bomb. Let me tell you, they can work on me. Someone like myself who typically, unless it is a very special occasion like this one, I'm traditionally just natural.
Mm-hmm.
But I love being able to dress up for a great event like this. And it's like when I'm done, I'm like, oh, my goodness, is that really me?
No.
I don't know if I can keep it up on my own. But I just wanted to shout out to those ladies for keeping all of you, all of us, actually, because when I come to the venue and I see the two of you, I'm like, yeah, we ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. How has it been working with the Glam Squad since you've started all of this?
It's amazing. It almost feels like a treat before you go to work.
That's a good way to look at it. Right. I love it.
I love to go and sit down and let them beat the space and get
everything
together. It's also a time for the models and Tamora and I to have this moment where we're like back there just being raw and organic and it's not so much pressure. It's
really a
good time.
I like that you termed it that way, Shanice, because this is an event where you put a lot of time and energy and love into it, but you guys also have so much fun.
Yeah.
And not too many of us, I don't think, can say we have that type of job where you do work hard, but you still have equally as much fun. Because when you are there and you're able to observe the crowd, you see how excited and happy they are.
It's the best.
To be there. Yeah.
That right there is the best. Looking out and seeing everybody's enjoyment is literally top tier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let me welcome those of you, radio family, who are just tuning in. I always love great conversation on this public affairs program, especially this weekend, an interactive bridal show expo. Right around the corner, this is the annual Black is Beautiful Bridal Show. I have Shanice Wilson-Glenn and Tamora Jeffries with me. Ladies, we in countdown mode.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So not only having this particular bridal show, and I'm going to speak on Shanice, hopefully doing it again twice within this year.
No pressure.
No, such a success in February that we had to bring it back to you. What would you say to those who are listening to this, who said, okay, I couldn't make it last time, but I'm definitely going to come for this one?
Yeah, for sure. Come. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Start there. Come.
Yeah.
Early bird tickets are on sale right now, so there's still opportunity.
Right.
You can grab those on our website at blackisbeautifulbridalshow.com or on Eventbrite. And come out. Bring a friend. If you are a bride, you know, bring your girls or bring your groom, because one thing we have is our man cave. And so it's important that that grooms feel special during that time, too. So we have a curated space for them.
Fantastic. And look what you did there, because I just wanted to give a rundown of what you can look forward to. Radio family, black businesses, of course, in the house, fashion shows, live demonstrations, great giveaways, samples, networking. We touched on that. You just mentioned the man cave, entertainment, the swag bags, the mimosa bar, which is fabulous. And of course, the after party, and just the opportunity to do a little meet and greet before, during, and after the bridal show. Yeah.
And that's why we added that after party part. We noticed in February, people still were like dancing to the music.
Right,
they were socializing.
Exactly.
So we're going to wrap up the work part and allow everybody to kind of network and mix and mingle.
Fantastic. And we have a date again, radio family, which is Sunday, August 25th, beginning at 2 o'clock, the loft at Cogdon Yards. Now, the physical location, you know, we GPS, at least I do, everything is 400 West English Road, which, of course, is in the heart of downtown High Point. You can also visit, like I said, which I was on earlier, blackisbeautifulbridalshow.com to get additional information as well. In the years that you have done this, for each of you, what has been the highlight? What is something that you just look forward to? And going down the road, what is something that you would like to add to even make this an even more spectacular bridal show?
That's a good question. I would say the highlight for me each year, honestly, is like at the end when we're looking back and we're like, okay, we did it. It's just like this moment of just relief, but it's also this moment of accomplishment.
Right.
Because you just get to see so many things take place at the show, like we've spoken about throughout, you know, talking, just the networking and all of that. And so for me, I think that's like the biggest thing. And I just really enjoy, like, we get up super early on we get up super early on Sunday morning, but I'm so excited. It's like my wedding day almost. I'm super excited. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get there and do things.
I like
so
that.
I'm just excited about the behind the scenes just as much as the forefront.
Right. Exactly.
For sure. And I think for me is the vendor feedback. Because a lot of our vendors typically don't participate in expos like this, right? Because they're normally caterers or planners or DJs.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they have an opportunity to showcase their business, to get creative, I love that. Yeah. I love that because, you know, I root for my black businesses.
Right.
And so I love that people have an opportunity to shine.
Yeah. I love that, too. And another thing that I would like to add from my personal perspective, ladies, is that something that probably you do not find at other bridal shows is that both of you have such beautiful support in your husbands.
Yeah.
And you include them, because I love at the end.
They on the team.
Yes, they are very much. And they're in the forefront. And I think that is such a beautiful thing. I think it's a key thing that you have your significant other or your partner that is supporting you.
Yeah.
And I love that you ladies shout the guys out. I know they have a tendency to be shy sometimes, but at the end, they're right up that when you need them, they make themselves available. Yeah.
For sure. And we have to give a huge shout out to our husbands.
Absolutely.
They're super supportive.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think it might be a little bit difficult to have a wife who is doing as much as Tamora and I do sometimes.
Right.
But they never make us feel bad about that. And so I want to say thank you to both of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. Because another great thing is not only do you have the opportunity to bounce ideas and great suggestions off of each other, but very likely you do it with your spouses.
Yeah.
And they're able to give you some great feedback and honest feedback, especially from the male perspective.
Right.
I think, which is so key, because that's the joy of when that union is bonded between two individuals. It's always great to have both sides of the table as well. Long term, I touched on that. Is there anything that perhaps you have discussed in the past that you've either already added, if you can talk about it, or something that you would like to see with a future bridal show?
We want to take it on the road. We want to travel.
Yeah.
You know, we want to do
That
in
would
the
be
state
awesome.
And out of state.
Yeah.
So I think
yeah.
that's one of our big goals.
Absolutely. And when you look at the advent of technology,
mm-hmm.
it's possible.
For sure.
It is absolutely, whether you do it by Zoom or you live stream mm-hmm. or do things like that. I can definitely see it on the road. Let me just as an aside, what would be if you, let's just say the Black is Beautiful Bridal Show is now on the road.
Uh-huh.
What would be the first major city you would like to debut in?
Atlanta, Georgia.
I love the synchronization of that.
Atlanta, Georgia, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What's special about Atlanta for you, too?
I mean, it's the Black Mecca.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, sure. I feel like it would just fit in so perfectly there. Yeah. And yeah. thinking about the connections that can come from that, mm-hmm. yeah, Atlanta, for sure.
Absolutely. What would be the next place, just ideally?
I think for me personally, New York.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
The big city.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. You think you would go out as far west as California?
I think Absolutely. That would be third.
So that is yeah. the order. Absolutely. Yeah. I could really see it. I definitely can see it. And really what we have here in High Point, North Carolina, like mm-hmm. you said, you have vendors and businesses and entrepreneurs who are coming from outside of the area
sure.
who very likely are going back to their respective homes and sharing
mm-hmm.
this information and saying, hey, you guys need to come to High Point
right.
and check this out. I'm really impressed of how much areas with major cities in the Triad, whether it's a High Point or Winston-Salem or Greensboro, how we're really getting on the map.
Yeah.
With a lot of major events that are right here in our own backyard.
It's beautiful Absolutely. To see.
Yeah. It is.
Super
it is.
High Point in the group
yeah.
that
yeah.
they are experiencing.
Ladies, how much fun do you have? And I want to approach this from the media perspective, because being able to have you represent here on the radio side, you also have an opportunity to do it visually when you get to visit a lot of our area television stations.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting. Of course, I know the hard part is trying to get up early because, like myself, my day is early. Most TV personalities are likewise. But how is that adrenaline rush for you ladies when you go to a TV station at early in the morning to do a segment like you join with me, even though we're not that early
right.
on Community Focus?
It's a little nervousing.
Yeah,
I mean, you have that, like you said, that adrenaline and mm-hmm. you're nervous, but at the same time, you're getting to talk about something that you're very passionate about.
Right, exactly.
And it's bigger than you at the end mm-hmm. of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just have to swallow all of that and
yeah.
go out there and do it.
Right. Was that experience, was that for you when you did your first television interview?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I always get nervous, especially on camera. Radio yeah. is so much easier because
right.
people aren't looking at you.
yeah.
But TV is a little nervous.
It's a little different, yeah.
Like Shanice said, you just got to get up there and do it. Mm-hmm. And I remember in February, we were doing like a 6 o'clock interview. And right after, I was like, what are we doing now? Like, I had
right.
all this energy.
all this time. Like,
that you had to burn
right.
out. And it's like, oh, it's over? It's done?
Yeah.
Because the major difference, of course, television, and it's not to say that it's not a time segment, because time is a huge thing with mm-hmm. just media in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the huge difference is you have more time that you can stretch it out in radio as you do opposed to television.
For sure.
Everything is just so fast. It's a much faster pace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you try to hit everything.
And in that short period of time, whereas with a program like this, you can be a little more relaxed. We can get into a lot more detail about the specifics mm-hmm. of doing things behind the scene. And then, of course, the interaction and the love you get post when the show is all over. Because, see, I will say, and I've never shared this, so ladies, you're going to be the first. Anytime I go to a major event that I really enjoy, I will either be one of the first persons there early,
mm-hmm.
or I guarantee you I will be there until they cut the lights off.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, and so that's kind of the feel or the sense that you can get when you come to the Black is Beautiful Bridal
oh,
Show.
Yeah.
Nobody really wants to leave.
No.
By that second fashion show, we're like, oh, Lord.
Right.
Too many people.
Exactly. And the nice thing is, too, because as we did last year or in years past, we have really two modeling shows.
Yeah.
Which very likely you're going to do again this year. What I observed, and I don't know if you guys pick up on it, is that it seems we get more people for the second half
right.
of the modeling show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's somebody going to the phone to say, hey, y'all need to get down here
because no,
these models are off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I noticed that too.
Yeah.
And see, at first thought we thought maybe people won't really be at the second show, But they have proved us wrong. They packed it out for that second show.
And I'm glad you mentioned, because I really think that's one of the many highlights and why you have as many people as you do, because they want to see the models.
Yeah.
They want to see the beautiful gowns. They even want to see the fellas who look really sharp.
And ladies, we have some fellas this month.
Uh-oh. Okay.
We're excited about that.
Good. We're going to keep it under wraps. Until now. You have to be there for sure to check that out. Wonderful. Have you heard back from people who have been with you from the very first bridal show up until now? Are there any repeat?
My mom.
Your mom comes every year. You got to give a shout out to mom, of course.
No, we do. We have those people that come each and every time. And they're like, girl, I'm not even getting married, but I just have to come, you know?
Exactly.
And then some of our vendors have been with us since the beginning. Right. And so they'll be like, wow, like the show has came a long way. Mm-hmm. So to have that support feels good, too.
Absolutely. Speaking of vendors, we want to mention one in particular, because I think this is something that you are bringing to the table that is new this year. We were talking a little bit about it before we got on air. Tell us a little bit, because that vendor has something to do with transportation, I do believe. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So we are going to have Triangle Corporate Coach coming on as a sponsor and a vendor.
Great.
And they're going to have some amazing things for you to view in the way of transportation if you're looking for that for your special day or for your birthday or whatever.
Okay.
And so we're excited about them coming on.
Nice.
And they're out of Raleigh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Right. They're coming right up 40, basically. So literally right down the road. Absolutely. How wonderful is it? And by the way, how many vendors are you looking forward to having this year? Because the vendor list just keeps growing.
It does keep growing. So we'll have 50-plus Black-owned businesses and wedding professionals. Yeah. So every category you can think of when it comes to wedding planning.
Mm-hmm. How wonderful is it for you ladies? Because each of you are entrepreneurs. Every year you possibly hear, particularly for a person who is new with their business, being an entrepreneur or small business owner, that list keeps growing as well.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have the Buy Black Guide. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you have your business, which is Pretty Southern Catering.
Yes, ma'am.
And so it's really wonderful. And that's one of the highlights for me, because in addition to having you ladies on the show, I've had a lot of conversation with up-and-coming business owners, particularly Black business owners, and even more so women minority owners. To see that list growing, How phenomenal is that for the two of you as Black-owned businesswomen?
Well, I think for as far as the show is concerned, it means that the purpose is being served. Because we want Black-owned businesses to know that it might be challenging, but it's doable, it's possible, and we see you.
Like,
we've been in the trenches where you are or with you sometimes.
You've walked that path.
So you can do this. You can, you're celebrated and you're worthy. Don't give up. That's really what it's about.
That's a great way to look at it. And for you, Tamora.
Yeah, for sure. It feels good. Yeah. I'm telling you, like I said earlier, I ride for Black businesses. So to see the growth and seeing so many people follow their dream and their passion, it's inspiring.
It really is. Yeah. Now, for that upcoming vendor or business owner who is listening, what's the process for them so they can be added to future shows? Because obviously you want that vendor list to be even bigger going into next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Visit our website, blackisbeautifulbridalshow.com. Sign up for our mailing list. You'll get the vendor application as soon as it drops. Check us out on Instagram, blackisbeautifulbridalshow. We're constantly looking for vendors for the show. So opportunities are endless in so many capacities. So if you're interested, you can also send us an email too.
Great. And I thank you, ladies, for that, because that really is shining the light, or the spotlight, if you will, on businesses that otherwise our communities wouldn't know about.
Absolutely.
And wouldn't hear about. Any closing thoughts or comments? I always hate when we run out of time, for one, but the joy of having you ladies on here. Is there anything that I didn't cover you'd like to chat about?
Yeah, well, I want to say thank you to you. Oh, my goodness.
You make it a joy. I look forward to it
every time. So supportive since our first show.
Thank you.
Day one. So when we talk about the people that have been with us since the beginning, you are one of those people.
Thank you. I'm on that list.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Thank
so
you.
We just have to give you your flowers.
And listen, I'm going to give the flowers right back to you, because like I said, I'm chatting with you as I'm on the website. I have to scroll down. I said, who's this girl right here? I said, oh my gosh, that is me. I said, I'm glad I'm color coordinated.
You look good, girl.
Thank you. Well, that's because of your glam squad, your photographers, your videographer, everybody who's involved. So it's all you guys. Just no, thank you for what you're doing.
Absolutely, and thank you. So that, in closing, that's what I have. I just want to give my flowers to you, Renee Vaughn, for just being so supportive and being such a positive pillar in the community.
I appreciate it. Sure. And I'm going to give you ladies your flowers equally in return. And really to each and every one who comes out and supports this event. Yes. So Radio Family Community, we want to give you your flowers too here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. So we just want to remind everyone, mark your calendar, because August 25th, that is a Sunday. So get all your activities and your day planned accordingly, because we want you in that. We want to pack it out.
Yeah.
And it's usually the case anyway, but we want to overflow if necessary. Absolutely. 2 to 7 p.m., The Loft at Cogdon Yards. Again, that's 400 West English Road in High Point, North Carolina. So brides, grooms, guests, the ultimate wedding planning event is right here. And you heard it right now. The weekend edition of Community Focus. I want to thank Radio Family and Tamora Jeffries and Shanice Wilson-Glenn. And I want to thank each and every one of you. I know you're doing some great things in our community. You know, ladies, no goodbyes. Just until next time.
Yes, that's ma'am. It.
So until next time, stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Until that next time, take care.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.